Good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our Tuesday morning update. Mayor, how are you today?
Doing fine, Joe. How about yourself?
As long as I'm inside or the heat's on, I'm fine.
So you think about the homeless in this kind of weather.
Yes, that is very true, actually. So that's something to consider for sure. Thankfully, we have great services here in Quincy for those folks.
Indeed.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it also impacted Winterfest.
Yes, I had to make the call over the weekend because the storm that we did get collapsed some of the tents. It was a mess. And, of course, then the prediction, which turned out correctly, how cold it was going to be with the wind and the wind chills. It just would not have been a good day to be out with your family.
No.
Hanging around the busy center. So I think it was the right call.
Yeah. Do you think parts of it could be rescheduled at some point?
We'll talk to the team on that. I think perhaps we should probably look at things a little differently going forward. You know, maybe we embellish some of the gym programs, school vacation week, in lieu of this, and do some of these activities when the weather is better, you know?
Sure.
So we'll figure it out.
It's unfortunate, but I know once those acts are booked, it's tough to get them back because they have other commitments, certainly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, once again, Mother Nature wins.
Yeah, for sure.
Any other problems in the city due to the weather that you heard of?
No, I mean, those kind of storms that, you know, are difficult because the snow, then the rain, you try to plow and soft, and then the freeze up. And I mean, the stuff on the side of the road is like concrete now. You couldn't move it with a bomb, you know. So
yep.
It was important. We did a lot of towing over the weekend. Commissioner Grazioso, Superintendent Prendeville, and their team did a great job because they knew things were going to freeze up. You couldn't leave it. So we appreciate the cooperation of those that follow the rules. And for those that don't, unfortunately, some of them get towed.
Yeah.
We have to do the right job so that we have good access on all the streets, whether it's for picking up rubbish or just for response for 911 or fire truck or an ambulance. So it's important.
Yeah, I didn't hear of any widespread power outages or water main breaks, things like that. So that was good.
No, and if we had this was a wind in the spring when the leaves were out, we'd have a lot of trees down. But
yeah.
We had minimum damage on the trees as well, Mother Nature's way of pruning. But overall, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, that's good. Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about plans for the next new school in Quincy? And I don't mean the Squantum School over in West Quincy.
Yes, as you probably remember, Joe, we purchased the St. Mary's School site a few years ago with the anticipation of someday building an elementary school for the West Quincy part of our city. And, you know, the people from West Quincy, you think about that, all the way to the other side of the expressway, their elementary school, they go to Montclair, which is a bit of a haul. And Montclair is, you know, it's pretty full right now, as is Wollaston, as is Lincoln Hancock, and we have over 10,000 kids in our school system. So the need is there. So this is just the first step in kind of getting our thoughts together, perhaps some preliminary work on what could be massing and design, and then, of course, begin the process of applying to the school building authority for state reimbursement for such a school. So it's early on, but it's the next step. Had we not acquired the St. Mary's site, it probably would be condominiums up there at this point.
Mm.
And then where do you go? So it was a kind of a long-term strategic move to purchase the site and get it in the inventory so that at some point we could address what I think was kind of an unfair school district for that part of our city.
Yeah, I know it's since you've purchased it, it's been used, seems pretty successfully as a training center for firefighters.
Oh, definitely. In the interim, we have a firefighter academy there, a training facility there for ongoing training. I think the firefighters have really enjoyed it. I know the chief has enjoyed having it, but we'll have to figure that need out down the road.
Right. What is the kind of the timeline now going forward?
Well, we'll, as you said, the RFP process will go forward. The team will pick the OPM. We'll meet with the OPM. Again, it's early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get people's hopes up that there's going to be a school day next year. This is still a few years away. But with the OPM, we'll begin the process and perhaps and then solicit with the OPM an architect, again, for preliminary purposes. And then what would happen is the architect and OPM would then roll into a major contract for the construction and oversight of a new school. But there's several steps to go. And as you may recall, Joe, it took us several applications for Squantum to be accepted into the process, and it wasn't so much a case of that, you know, the school didn't need to be replaced, but the issue is that there's so many districts around the state applying to the Mass School Building Authority that the competition is difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, although I know that now is, of course, well underway, right? So the Squantum School project.
It is well underway, and we've just applied once again for the accelerated school repair for some of our other buildings with roofs and boilers and things. It's, you know, with 80 municipal buildings and the biggest of the buildings being the schools, it's constant staying up with it and maintaining and improving and making sure they're up to code and et cetera. So it's ongoing. Our public buildings department, Commissioner Hines and that whole team, they do a great job.
Sure. I wanted to talk a little bit, Mayor, if you don't mind, about the discussion at the school committee meeting last week regarding immigration and how the schools deal with questions about students' immigration status and why they should feel comfortable going to school.
Yeah, sure. We had that discussion, and I know Assistant Superintendent Perkins did a nice job talking about the process in the schools. And I just think with what's going on at the federal level, everyone's a little uptight at the moment. And perhaps the immigrants are a little uptight and anxious, and certainly understand that. But I did remind people the other night, and with all the talk on social media and some of the crazy talk, I mean, there's been no school anywhere in the country where ICE has come in and, you know, chased someone in a classroom of a school and disrupted it. You know, I don't ever see that happening. Maybe I'll be proven wrong, but I don't see that happening. So everyone has to, I think, calm down a little bit. As I said the other night, this president, and when he was campaigning, talked about doing these things. And one of the things they did was going to crack down on the border and go after the criminals. And that's what they're doing. So, you know, until things change, I think everybody's got to, you know, just calm down a bit. And our schools do a phenomenal job, you know, both the superintendent's leadership team and then the teams in each of the individual buildings led by our principals. We have, you know, we have good rapport with our police department. We have school resource officers. We have security guards in many of our schools. And so I don't ever see that happening, Joe. Mm-hmm. If there was an issue, my guess is that the feds would contact our local police and deal with it individually without having to go into a school. You know, there's been a lot of anxiety over this, but I haven't seen it anywhere in the country up to now. So I think everyone's got to relax a little bit.
Yeah, I know you did mention that the city does work with immigration customs officials. So what does that mean, Mayor?
Yeah, so when the police department apprehends somebody and it's proven they don't have, they're not legal in this country, our police department, as under the law requires, reaches out to the federal agency. The federal agency then makes a decision whether they want to pick up that person or not. If it's a major crime, they usually pick that person up. Mm-hmm. Nationally, I don't know that we've ever had anyone picked up locally. I'd have to ask the chief on that. But, you know, that's their call. And then, of course, if they don't come out and take that person into federal custody, then they're treated like anybody else, whatever that minor infraction is, and they deal with it. So we follow the federal law. Federal law does control immigration in this country, and we're certainly not going to disrupt what the law is. But we haven't had any issues in Quincy to date, and let's hope it stays that way.
Yes, indeed. As you mentioned, this is school vacation week, so folks really ought to take advantage of the recreation department's many, many programs, including some for parents this week.
Yes, indeed. It's good stuff in our school system. And, you know, absolutely. You should check out the recreation website.
Yep.
It's all there. And, you know, if anyone tells me there's nothing to do, they're full of baloney. There's a lot to do in Quincy. We are very family friendly. And Chris Rooney, who's our new rec director, is really killing it. He's doing a great job with his team as well. So there's plenty to do, folks.
And the skating rink is still open, but bundle up.
You're not kidding. Boy, oh boy.
You'll get
don't
the truth.
Don't have to worry about the ice melting in this weather.
No, that's for sure. Thanks, Mayor. Stay warm.
You too, Joe. Thank you.
Bye-bye.